Good morning. A wave of low pressure riding up the eastern seaboard and east of Long Island brought steady rain back to a good chunk of eastern New York and western New England overnight. Currently, it's dry in the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam and in the western Catskills into the southern tier of New York, but most of the rest of the region is seeing a steady light to moderate rain with even a few heavier bursts, particularly over parts of southern New England. Temperatures are starting out in the high 40s and lower 50s, and as this system passes through, the breeze will pick up today out of the west-northwest, and readings will hold in the lower 60s for afternoon highs and even the 50s across the higher terrain. We'll still run the risk at a few scattered showers despite the storm's departure this afternoon as a cool pool of air aloft settles in. That cool pool will be with us for tonight, but start to exit the area tomorrow. Low temperatures tonight will be down in the 30s across the higher terrain and lower 40s elsewhere as that breeze persists out of the west. Clouds will hang around tomorrow morning, but as high pressure builds in for Friday afternoon, we'll have increasing sunshine. Still, that northwesterly breeze may add a little chill to the air, but for this time of year, 66, not bad. That's the afternoon high forecast, especially when we get some of that strong May sun. The nice weather will carry into the upcoming weekend, especially on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine with high pressure in control. Some clouds will work their way in late day Saturday, but it'll stay dry. As the next front approaches from the west, it'll be warmer with highs Saturday afternoon in the mid-70s. That front will drape itself across the region on Sunday. Not a lot of lift along the front, so just the outside chance of a scattered shower for Mother's Day. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 70s. And then as weak disturbances pass through for the early part of next week, we'll have scattered shower chances Monday through Wednesday and highs staying in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over southern Texas. Strengthening mid-level westerly flow in association with the Speedmax, a top relatively backed low-level flow, will support sufficient deep shear for organized convection, including possible supercells. As the thunderstorms encounter rich low-level moisture and at least modest east-southeasterly inflow, damaging wind gusts and severe hail will be the primary concerns with this activity. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Corpus Christi, Texas at 9:56 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Iran Shahar, Iran at 5 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. There was one daily record high across the U.S. yesterday at Monument, Oregon. It was 97 degrees, and that breaks the old record set in 1987 by 1 degree. There was also one daily record low at Ripley, Tennessee. It was 39 degrees, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set in 1976. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, freezing rain and fog at 32 degrees with a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 5 above zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 52 degrees, the dew point 49, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.52 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Walden, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming partly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston cloudy with rain in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 69 degrees, the low 57, the average temperature 63, that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.8 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 2.77 inches, which is 1.80 inches above normal, and 10.54 inches for the year, which is 1.60 inches below normal. There were 2 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 70, and 5,240 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 92, set in 1970, and the record low, 28, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight. Lows in the lower 40s back into the 30s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with morning rain winding down to scattered afternoon showers, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with morning rain, then scattered afternoon showers and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with morning rain, then scattered afternoon showers and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds in the morning, then increasing sunshine, breezy in the mid-60s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Saturday, warmer mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds for Mother's Day on Sunday, just the outside chance of a passing shower, lower 70s, and scattered showers possible Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.